The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Live. The number 855-450-3733. We are we've been talking about over the last hour
busybodies,
people who just can't keep their nose out of other folks' business, and then employing the powers that be to get their way. Because a busybody is in and of themselves really no threat, right? They're just annoying.
I don't think you should be doing this in your front yard. I don't think you should be doing that with your trees. I don't think you should be doing this or that or the other thing.
You know, no one really cares about... They're annoying, but what's the big deal?
Well, a busybody can cause problems even if they don't go to the government. We have a group of busybodies that live here in Keene that call themselves Stop Free Keene that have been posting signage about me around town that
lies.
That alleges that that I support, you know, children very young ages having sex, which I do not. But you know, they're basically just lying to people.
They are. I mean, they're just fat lies.
And
they've targeted our fundraising efforts, people's fundraising efforts to replace equipment here. They're just a bunch of liars.
There's busybodies within the Liberty movement who don't like me because of my opinions about age of consent, and they targeted me and got me removed from the Free State Project.
That's a power that be. So I did specify that they were using the powers that be, and in that
case, I thought you meant the government when you said that. These are private organizations. You can go to restaurants. Like, for instance, there's an event that's being formed that is supposed to compete with the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is the yearly event that the Free State Project puts on. When the Free State Project banned me from that event, a number of people, more than I really, you know, I didn't expect that much of a fallout.
You asked people to go to Porkfest and have a good time.
I did. I don't think that I'm not interested in, you know, competing with Porkfest or anything like that. I think, you know, I wish the Free State Project the best. I hope that they can continue to bring liberty-loving people to New Hampshire. But some people decided they didn't want to go to Porkfest because I was banned from the event, and so they started looking into creating their own event. And apparently, I just got news tonight that some busybodies, and we don't know who, some busybodies apparently have called the campground that they were looking at creating the competing Porcupine Freedom Festival, the competing or the anti-pork fest, or whatever you want to call it, and have basically said, hey, we're mad that you're considering hosting these people there. We heard something about a pedophile, was what they said.
The scary word pedophile was thrown around, and there, that's it.
Right, so just some allegations, completely unfounded allegations, have scared this business away from having the anti-pork fest, apparently.
Yeah, just doing business with people. It's crazy. So, people that were never going to do business at your campground
They claimed the owner of the campground, or whoever it was that emailed the anti-pork fest organizer, claimed that customers and others had complained. So I don't know if they verified that they were actual customers or what. So we don't know if it was the Stop Free Keeners or if it was the busybodies within the Liberty Movement or whatever.
I'm going to have to open up my property for people to come camping, I think, is what I'm going to have to do.
The busybodies are a real problem. They really are.
Well,
I just ignore them as much as I possibly can. But I understand why people are frustrated, because the owner, the guy who's organizing this event is pretty disappointed in this. You know, he's frustrated by these busybodies getting in his way. He was going to make a fun event.
Yep. There have been competitive events for Porkfest, I believe.
Not at the same time.
Not at the exact same time, but centered around it. So
there was Burning Pork, which happened the week after or something like that.
Yeah. And that could easily be repurposed to be an event that folks went to. And that would be what
and that happened on private property owned by, I believe, a Free Stater or liberty-minded person.
It's probably Bob Holes. It was a fine event, and, you know, lots of good folks there.
But this is the market speaking, and some people are able to wield that power effectively because some business owners are honestly afraid. As I pointed out, if this campground, this other campground, which I won't name it, but if this other campground had already had this competing event there and they knew that it was a good group of people and that they weren't going to trash the place or whatever, and they'd already gotten in, you know, a few dozen campsites sold, I bet they would be less likely to all of a sudden pull the carpet out from underneath simply because they received a few phone calls from from people complaining. So the fact that no business has been done yet, I think, is probably a major factor in why it didn't pan out.
Right, the money's not in the hand. There's no refunds to give and that kind of thing. So it's just like, no thanks, we don't want the trouble, goodbye.
Well, I encountered this situation recently. There's a homeless shelter here in town. We've talked about it on the radio before. It's called 100 Nights. And
it's a great homeless shelter.
It's a privately run homeless shelter. Now, there are government-funded shelters, but the government-funded shelters basically give homeless people a place to live all the time, 24 hours a day, you know,
right.
7 days a week.
So what you have is homeless people sleeping until 3 o'clock in the afternoon saying that they can't find jobs.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas this shelter only is open during the 100 coldest nights of the year. They
kick everybody out by 8 o'clock in the morning.
It's 7 a.m. They kick everybody out. So you don't get to claim a bed. You don't get to claim a space in this shelter. It's just a place to keep the homeless people alive. And then they also have a walk-in center that they can go in and, you know, look for jobs, put together resumes, and get assistance with sort of getting their life back on track. So they really help people at this shelter. And anyway, there was a 100 Nights Homeless Shelter has a yearly masquerade ball that they put on. And the same group of busybodies here in town, Stop Free Keen is what they call themselves, they came up with this flyer that they put up around town making false claims about me in tandem with the same week of this 100 Nights masquerade ball. And it was written to say something like, if you're going to events in Keen, then look out for Ian Freeman. He believes blah, 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 blah. And so the idea was that they were going to pass that out outside of the masquerade ball, and they started posting on the 100 Nights page on Facebook, on the event page, and making these allegations there. They ended up, 100 Nights ended up deleting their posts and then making a post saying, look, you know, we're not taking sides on this, but this is inappropriate for our page.
Right.
And
so these people who have never donated one penny to
this organization. That was what I was going to say. So when I was at the event, I talked to one of the folks from the board of directors of 100 Nights, and he told me that they checked. They looked at the names of the people who were complaining. They looked at the names of these busybodies.
Did those busybodies claim to have given?
No.
Okay.
They checked. They just wanted to see.
Yep.
So they ran a check against the database of donors for the whole time. 100 Nights is, you know, all 7 or 8 years or however long it's been around now. The whole time they've been around, and they couldn't find a single one who'd ever given one red cent to the organization. So they're all concerned about who they're letting into their party and, you know, making a big deal about this, but yet never once have they supported the organization in any way, shape, or form.
I find it very difficult to be, calm and peaceful about these people.
And they're I donate every month to the organization, and I give them yearly donations as well as sponsoring on behalf of the Shark Free Church.
We do annual donations at about around Christmas time. That's when they're starting to open up.
Yeah.
I can't say that we've been willing to do the monthly donations.
So same thing is going on here, right? Where, you know, these people are trying to throw their weight around in the marketplace, but they don't have any weight to throw around. They're just anonymous trolls on the internet. And it's sad when a business owner will capitulate to anonymous trolls. That's a sad thing.
Well, I don't see why you're not saying the name of the campground that capitulated to these people. I mean, it's just you're just protecting a bunch of people.
I think it's called Mountain Lake, but I'm honestly not even sure. I haven't been paying close attention to this organizing effort.
I'm just saying they don't deserve protection if they're going to just roll over. What I wanted to point out, though, is that busybodies got involved here in this story coming from Tribunist.com. A 4-year-old's headstone was removed because one person was offended by it. It's a really sad story. The mother here is devastated after the city council removed her deceased son's headstone following a complaint from another family who said it wasn't in keeping with their family member's plot. Yeah, Max Corbett Gardner was only 4 years old when he died from complications related to severe epilepsy.
Oh, man.
And his mother, Jo Corbett Weeks, scraped and saved for nearly 3 years to get an almost $5,000 specially made headstone of a teddy bear holding a star inscribed with a heart-touching tribute to her son. And I'm looking at this, and all of that is true. It's a gorgeous, it's unique.
$5,000, that's a lot of money.
It's unique, which it certainly stands out. It's polished granite with a teddy bear on it, and I imagine they paid a lot of money for it, and it says really nice things about him being their star in heaven and all that, and it's sad.
And the city has pulled that.
The city's taken it down because of one complaint.
It's incredible.
The number's 855.
It doesn't look like the rest of the headstones.
855-450-3733. You're ruining my headstone with your headstone. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-718-3929. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-718-3929. That's 1-800-718-3929. 1-800-718-3929.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition, and you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Right now what we're talking about is the city council I didn't even look at where this story came from. I can't remember.
It could be any town, USA. All these stories could be right down the street from you, whether it's the busybodies attacking somebody for their garden, or in this case, somebody, one person, complaining about a fancy gravestone.
This is in Malvern, wherever Malvern is.
Okay.
I just didn't look that up earlier. Anyway, they pulled a gravestone from a 4-year-old kid's grave, and it's Malvern, Pennsylvania.
Okay, because there's a Malvern, New York, too.
Yeah, maybe it's Malvern, New York. There's just a Malvern, and I'd have to go digging deeper to find out which state it's in.
But anyway, go ahead.
It could frankly happen anywhere, because this is what busybodies are like. And it's
yep.
a sad story that this little kid's, this dead kid's gravestone got taken away from this grieving family because one person complained about it. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jim, calling from Indiana. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I like what y'all are doing. I've been a libertarian since I was 18 to first
Thanks,
time I voted.
Me too.
I'll bet,
man,
I
you really know what you're doing. Took me a long time to get there, Jim.
well, I'm 59 now, and I'm applying. That's another story. Guys, I bet you our country is in H.E. double toothpicks trouble. All right, deep. Is they
yeah.
lying to us left and right, and they've been doing it for years and years. And looky, I'll bet you a cup of coffee that within 2 weeks of this election that he imposes martial law and suspends the Constitution of the United States,
nah.
and then he becomes the dictator of America.
Whoever he is, whether it's Sanders or Trump or whoever.
No, he's saying Obama would do it after the election.
I'm saying this election. I'm wondering if this election, I wonder if Donald Trump ain't doing like Ross Perot did several years ago and just getting in a race and getting everybody for him and then a couple months before the election pulling out.
Well, let's recap briefly the last, we've been doing this show now since 2002, and so we've ran through a few elections at this point, and every time someone says that they're going to suspend the Constitution right before the election or after the
election. Well, every
time
means that the last, George Bush is the only other
right.
president who's been president since we've been doing the show.
Have y'all ever heard of a book called Behold the Pale Horse by
yes.
William Cooper?
Yeah, sure. I'm familiar
but
with it.
It was said both times. It was said to
True.
Not just Bush, but also
always
Barack Obama.
Since I was born, like you
right.
guys are saying, they all.
What
say
makes
that.
You think this time's going to be the time when they suspend the Constitution?
Because there's just all kinds of things that point in that direction.
Like what?
And I don't want to say that over the air.
Hmm. Well, here's why I don't think they will do that because
I've
we already know the Constitution
for
is
1,800 miles throughout this country.
What was a million miles?
I said my name is Jim, but what I'm saying is I have drove a tractor and trailer 1,800,000 miles safe driving throughout this country.
Thank you for your
service. From LA to New York to Chicago to Miami, and I've seen a lot of stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah. And thank you for doing that. It's really, you know, you guys keep the country together.
Yeah, I ain't doing it no more. But God be with you and keep you safe.
All right, thanks for the call, Jim. We appreciate it. Look, I'd like to explain why I don't think Jim is right. And I appreciate his call, and I understand where he's coming from. But they don't want to just out-and-out suspend the Constitution when it's already barely in effect. I mean, you've already got a situation where martial law has been imposed. Remember the Boston bombing, what was a town in Massachusetts that they went through? Winchester? Not Winchester, but someplace in Massachusetts near Boston. I forget the name of it. But Watertown, TJ the Spy is feeding us information in the background. So they literally went house to house with armed militaristic police, Bearcats, MRAPs. They went in, they pointed guns at innocent people, they demanded they leave their homes, and then they just went in and looked through everything.
Yeah.
Just on the pretense.
That's martial law.
That is totally martial law. You've got
right.
checkpoints.
These people didn't get to choose whether their houses were shaken down. Nope. They were just... trotted out at gunpoint. There's no doubt about it.
You've got internal checkpoints all over the place. You've got a ridiculous police state that already exists. And, you know, the Constitution is only there so it can be have lip service paid to it. They're not going to just overtly make some sort of, you know, statement. And now it is finally time for this true state of emergency where it will be martial law all the time and no more Constitution. Because that would take the rose-colored glasses off of too many people. I think it would be too obvious of a move. It's much smarter for them to just whittle away and whittle away and whittle away over time.
In this, in the case of the United States government, a lot of people have all the power. And the United States government is the biggest, most powerful government the world has ever seen. Essentially, they are the world's government, with the exception of a few countries that don't want to play ball.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people have a lot of power. They're not going to let one guy take all the power. Now, this is what essentially happened with Caesar in Rome. He was able to take control of Rome, the city, and thus take control of Rome, the nation. And he was able to do it for two reasons. He had a military of his own. He had the 8th Legion or whatever. I shouldn't be I don't know what the number was, but he had his own legion. And he had the support of the people. The poor folks were I hear noises.
Sounds like there's a microphone open. I don't know if our board operator I don't know what you got unmuted over there, Mark, but maybe our board op accidentally opened a mic at his studio. Yeah, that's definitely the board operator talking to us there in our headphones. But anyway, why don't you just... it was on the computer there, Mark. That was you.
Was it?
You just muted the computer, I think, and that solved that problem.
I said mumble.
Okay. Oh, okay. Thank you for doing that. Okay. Sorry. Technical difficulty.
That's your fault.
No, that's your fault for running the board poorly.
Oh, I see. Because I don't know what all your little pops are.
Yeah, that's right. Basic rules of radio. You don't unmute things. You don't know what they are on the board.
I didn't unmute it. It wasn't just
you
opening
left
up
it unmuted when you started the show. You're
let
supposed
me finish
to look
my
at the board and
about
look
Julius
see what's
Caesar.
Unmuted.
No one cares about your muted pots you left unmuted.
No, you left them that way.
I did not leave
you're
them
the one running the board, so you're responsible for it.
I will
ahead
take
with
responsibility
your point.
With for it. I would, however, say that you left
go
it
ahead
the,
with your point.
Julius Caesar had a military, and he had the support of the people. The people, he was giving them all kinds of free stuff. Barack Obama does not have the support of the people. His popularity is certainly more than George Bush's was at the end of his term, but he's less than 50%. There's not enough, he's just not well-liked enough to pull the dictator card. He's not going to be, if he wanted to do it, he wouldn't be successful. Americans would rise up. Much of the military would turn against him. There's just no way for that to... this isn't Rome in the first century or first century B.C. or whatever. You just can't do that. I'm sorry. There may come a president, and I think we should watch for that. We should be ever watchful in this republic for something like that. But I don't think it's going to be this one. And I don't think... I was scared the last time. I fed into the fear that Bush might not leave office, but I'm not going to play that game this go round. I don't like Obama as a president. He is in my opinion, a big fat liar. He ran on transparency, and he's been the least transparent. He's the least transparent administration. So either he was lying, or he's just terrible at managing those folks in the White House. Either one, unacceptable to me. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drink? Drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
December 7th. 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition with Mark
and Ian.
The number is 855-450-3733. We're talking about this story where a little 4-year-old boy who died in Malvern.
Terrible.
Yeah. I'm not sure how to pronounce this. If it was in the United States, it would be called Worcester. But over in England, Worcester? You tell me.
I don't know.
I don't know how they pronounce it over there. And they've got like 30 different accents on that island, so they pronounce it 30 different ways. So I have no idea. The number is 855-450-3733. It's really sad they removed this headstone, though.
They removed his headstone because of one complaint from someone who didn't like it. They said something about how it wasn't in, it wasn't in, of a similar styling as the other headstones, yeah. Basically.
This headstone's wrong.
It's a star. There's a star in the headstone.
Or something. Yeah, I don't even know what the complaint is, just that it doesn't fit. It's not in keeping with theirs.
And by the way, the mother in this case paid $5,000 to have this headstone. Wouldn't you think that if there was a problem with the headstone, that whoever's running the cemetery, which I presume is the government, since the government's removing the headstones, probably a state-run cemetery, wouldn't they, shouldn't they have to object right then? Like, hey, before we let you put this down,
well, in this
we're going to tell you it doesn't meet our standards.
They're claiming the mason did not check with them, and so therefore they're allowed to remove it. And they removed it quite quickly. admittedly. So the woman paid for it, paid for the custom thing, and then, you know, to some extent you can say that the stonemason probably should have been checking with the city council to make sure that the headstone was in keeping or whatever, but maybe they never ran into that problem.
It's terrible.
And it seems like... of all the ostentatious crap I've seen in graveyards, this is not that ostentatious, and it certainly isn't some weeping angel that's sneaking up behind you when you're not looking. Let's go to James calling in from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, Minister Edge, I share your sentiment that I have trouble controlling my temper when I'm dealing with liars, such as yourself, as I was trying to tell your audience. Last time I tried to speak with you on so-called Free Talk Live, you've been lying and smearing me ever since I started calling into your show. In fact, on
what lie?
26, may I continue?
Yeah, I'd like to know what lie.
Johnson, yourself, and Minister Edge, speaking of previous callers, when a caller Witt called in on 327-213, you all had prepared ambushes.
He's talking about 2013.
I'm talking about how I just started calling your show, and you had already smeared me with about previous calls when you've since subsequently got your rocks off making fun of me for bringing up previous calls. When you were the first three people, in fact, not just yourself, but the what lies, I can remember them like you said them today. Ian, but
yeah, what lie? Oh, I know you can. What lie?
Our listeners don't know what you're talking about.
I know that you've been obsessing on whatever it is you consider a lie for years.
What is the lie? If you're going to get on the air and allege that you were lied about, what is the lie?
Well, for instance, you're the one that smeared me by saying I believe all Muslims are aggressors when I'd never used the word Muslim on your show, but you brought up a previous call. The point being that you're the one that brings up previous calls and smears me. And then laughs at me and the other thing.
So are you saying you're not anti-Islamic?
Having three DUIs and you're smearing me and getting your rocks off, believing that I'm some angry drunk that drives drunk all over the place when I don't have three DUIs.
How many do you have?
Like, I have never threatened to kill.
How many DUIs do you have?
I've already answered that question. One. But you haven't apologized, let alone never will you, because...
Sure, I'm sorry for getting that wrong. I saw evidence. I saw evidence that said you had two of them. So I apologize there.
Really? Okay. Then may I continue? Because I certainly, Mark Edgington's wife and kid are doing just fine. And unlike Mark Edgington...
But that doesn't mean you haven't threatened them. I have written...
I haven't threatened them at all.
Well, anybody who wants to believe... hold on, I'm going to put you on the... No, you may not finish. Anyone who believes that James Wittekind is telling the truth when he says he has never threatened me or my family can go to Things James Wittekind Says on Facebook. Just search Things James Wittekind Says, and you can go there and read it for yourself. Now, he had his claim here for calling in forgiveness. I'd sure like him to talk about that instead of just his complaints over and over again. Because if James can get...
He's a Christian, right?
He can put a few months together of not acting like a braying nut job on the air. I'll make that group private or whatever, and that way we can just remove it from people being able to see it.
I'd love to talk about forgiveness. I like forgiveness.
I'm all for forgiveness here, but he is all about the sins that we may have committed against him in 2013 when we made some generalization or whatever.
Would you be willing? I mean, some of his critiques are fair, I think. Would you be willing to forgive James for threatening your family?
It's going to take some time, but what I need to see, I'm willing to forgive him if I see him acting normal, making telephone calls to the show that are talking about current issues instead of his complaints over and over again about why I'm such a bad guy.
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing that an insane person that kills people's families does, right? They obsess and obsess and obsess. Dear God, on 2013, May the 15th, you said this and you said that. And for that, you deserve to die, so-called Minister Edge. I mean, the man's insane. I'm sorry.
He's obsessed. I don't know if he's insane.
Obsession is a form of insanity. And that's what I my whole life, I'll admit it, my whole life, crazy people have made me very, very nervous. I believe as long as a person acts crazy and they, like they can't control themselves. This isn't the first time we've had this conversation with James. We've had it every time he calls in because he's insane. Like, he just won't listen. And, James, whatever your problem is, whatever your problem is, I get it. You've been wronged. I've wronged you. Ian's wronged you.
I've been wronged by a bunch of people. I just let it go.
You gotta get over it, because I don't care. Whatever it is that you think I did to you, I don't care. You are a nut at this point. I don't care what you think. You're simply a threat to me, and I'm not going to treat you well. Too bad. You want to be treated well? Act like you want to be treated well. Don't come on my radio program and demand... I want you to say you're sorry. No, I'm not going to say I'm sorry to some lunatic who's threatening my family. You've escalated this as far as you possibly can escalate this. And tough noogies, you're not getting nothing from me, pal. You got two choices. You can to live a better life. Here's your two choices to live a better life. Call in, act like a normal person, or stop calling. Because it's not going to get any better. Your system stinks. Your system for dealing with us stinks. You're not holding anyone accountable. Everybody thinks you're a villain. Stop it. So sick of this guy.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I should go to the page and just read the stuff he said about my family and the harm he wishes to... He wants to blow up my house. Things like that.
Well, he doesn't usually say he wants to, right?
Wouldn't it be a shame if some nut from Arizona came and blew up your house? You know, that kind of thing. That's not a quote, but he says threatening things, things that a reasonable person...
It could be interpreted as a threat. Like, he dances around it.
You should interpret the things that he says as a threat. Go to things James Whittakine says and see whether you agree with Ian that... possibly this could be considered a threat by somebody, or
I can understand why.
Are these friggin' threats?
Yeah, I can understand why they could be taken that way. I think that, you know, he, like Tom in New Hampshire, sometimes when he calls and sort of dances around threatening the police, you know, Tom in New Hampshire will call in. He called in earlier tonight.
Tom wants other people to do the job for him.
Right. But it's still the same kind of dancing around. Tom won't actually come right out and advocate for killing the police, but he will certainly suggest it in a way that's not direct.
The number is 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free call-in line is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. We maybe can get you on here in the final segment. It's Mark with you.
And Ian.
Tell me about how I should do my online shopping.
You should do it at shop.freetalklive.com. You'll get the same great Amazon prices you're used to, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. It's, you know, Amazon. They've still got the same great prices and free Super Saver shipping and the Prime and, you know, all the reviews. It's just you're entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live will get a portion. It's like 7%, so it's actually not bad. 7% on most things. It can be as low as 4% on electronics because there's just not as much of a markup there. But we sure do appreciate it when you do that. You get the stuff you want. You get great deals, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. Just start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to the phones. We got Jeff in Illinois. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I've heard that meat is a poison and alcohol is the antidote, so maybe James is trying to medicate himself there.
Because he eats meat?
Possibly. You know, he should eat more beets instead, you know, because beets get rid of the constipation, according to one doctor on the radio, as well as hypertension and other problems.
I support the consumption of beets.
Constipation
absolutely
could make someone irritable.
Well, I think exercise is probably the place to go.
If you're constipated?
And just generally, if you want to have a better life
for
yourself.
Sure. Get out of the house.
Yeah, get out, get some. And walking, I'm not talking about the most strenuous of exercise, although that's probably not the worst thing in the world to work your way up to, but.
So if he's living in the mom's basement, you know, then he needs to watch playing too many video games or whatever. Not
getting... People have alleged that. We don't, you know specifically what's going on in his life.
I don't care.
I'd like to know less about what's going on in his life.
Yeah,
right?
I really don't care.
I wish I didn't have to consider him a threat.
That was great the other day when you had the lady on there, and she, you know, that was pretty good to see him, you know, how women react to him, you know, and react. Oh, I got to watch. What day was
you're talking about
video?
When we had Renee on. Renee was on the show this last week, and James called while she was on, which was interesting because that had never happened before.
Did he call her all kinds of names? He seems to like to do that when...
He wasn't nice to her.
Yeah.
I didn't recall that. what he said about that. But what is her show that I would look up on YouTube?
It's Anarchy After Dark.
And any specific one I would look for?
Just I don't know. Something? Yeah, just scroll through and see what you like. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Going to David in California. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, howdy, y'all. Hey, David. I might have mentioned this the last time I called. I was watching C-SPAN 3 about 2 weeks ago. I think it's,
my God, there are three C-SPANs?
Oh, yeah, and as a matter of fact, C-SPAN 3 is only basically delivered to about 1% of America. It's very difficult. Most cable channels don't offer it.
What do they cover?
The most obscure hearings.
Oh, yeah.
But you can still go to the C-SPAN main website and watch.
Is it all federal government hearings?
It can be all sorts of very strange things. The one I was going to describe is the Department of Treasury was going before the Appropriations Committee. They had put forth their 2017 budget, and the Department of Treasury secretary, the guy's name is Jack Lew, L-E-W, he's being grilled about, you know, what he wants to spend this Department of Treasury money on. And so one of the questions that he was asked was whether or not banks should be allowed to offshore their servers. Now, if you go down to your local bank and you deposit some check, do you think that money is in town? Do you think it's at their corporate server? And then if that corporate server gets delivered to the Cayman Islands, say, does that mean that bank is an international bank and that your money is really in the Cayman Islands? And so if they...
I don't know.
Well, you see, with this whole thing, you know, if somebody embezzles your check... And you go down to the local DA, and he tries to get the money back, and then you discover that it's overseas in the server, then you got to get into the U.S. District Attorney's in order to try to get your money back.
Well, I would think that the local, it would seem like you should be able to do business locally on something like that, because otherwise the district attorney just say you can't do business in the county anymore.
Well, now hold on. Look, banks are in the United States regulated heavily by the federal government. They're all FDIC insured. You can't have a bank that's basically not, unless it's a community. What's the other thing besides a bank? You're in a credit union.
FDIC, they're, right. Yeah,
credit union has something different that's the equivalent of the FDIC for credit unions. Anyway, they're all heavily regulated by the government, and so there's no way that a bank would be able to tell you, well, sorry, we just can't give you your money because our server's offshore. I mean, that just wouldn't fly with the amount of regulations they have.
This is coming up in the TPP, and so he's being asked whether...
The Trans-Pacific Partnership?
Exactly. And so he's being asked by this congressman whether or not the TPP is allowing this. And so Jack Lew's answer is this weaselly kind of half-assed thing where he says, we agree with local management, but he's still a supporter of the TPP. And local management is a pretty nebulous phrase when it comes time to discover whether or not your money is really in America or whether it's in the Cayman Islands. You know, if you know how the derivatives worked of 10, 15 years ago, where they looted America, by creating fake money and lending it, here in California, Japan is really tomorrow. Right.
Well, you got to remember that the banks have the permission from the government to make money out of thin air. It's called the fractional reserve system.
Oh, yeah.
So all of the things that the banks have done, they've done with the blessings of the state. And then when they were finally bailed out by the state, that again was yet another blessing from the state.
In some cases, it was a curse. Some of them didn't want necessarily to be involved, but had to be.
Well, sure. Pay attention to this scandal, because this is a really profound one. You know, one of the big things about...
I think the TPP is just too much for Americans to figure out. I mean, it's just this sort of looming thing, just like...
I doubt Congress has figured it out. I mean, how many pages is the TPP?
And
you know, they haven't read it.
It's a million scandals, and this is just one of them. You know, because in the old days, you know, 1776 logic was that this king on the other side of the ocean was making demands. He knew nothing about whether or not Georgia was going through a drought or if there were floods in Virginia or, you know, any of the 13 colonies were going through blights or anything else. He demanded his obeisance, and he didn't care what happened. So once we won the American Revolution, the banking system, nobody wanted to make Georgia a colony of New York, so each state set up their own banking laws, and in fact, every county would sometimes create laws so that a county bank couldn't do business on the other side of another county.
And well, things have changed since then. The federal government has taken over completely. Look, here's what I'd recommend, and I'm certainly no investment advisor or anything like that. Don't keep any more money in a bank than you can afford to lose. Because whether it's the bank, you know, holding your money offshore, or the feds coming in and raiding your safe deposit box, or just freezing your accounts on whatever suspicion of cash transactions, or whatever their excuse. You know, the feds can come in and take your bank account anytime they want to, whether it's the IRS,
all they
the
have to
FBI.
Do is send a little letter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the banks are going to jump through the hoops, or whether it's the banks doing some sort of scam. It doesn't matter. Just don't put anything in there that you can't afford to lose. Thank you for the call tonight, David. I appreciate it.
Sure.
You know, you shouldn't necessarily trust the banks, but you kind of have to some extent, because as long as you're doing business, you generally need to have some sort of banking in order to pay bills and whatever else, to accept checks and et cetera, et cetera. But thankfully, we have this amazing thing called Bitcoin now, which is a decentralized currency. So if you're worried about where your money is stored, because, you know, David might be right. Maybe the bank is storing your money somewhere where you don't know where it is, or maybe it's subject to being hacked or stolen or whatever. If it's Bitcoin, then it's decentralized. Bitcoin is not stored in some location in the Cayman Islands. Bitcoin is stored on the cloud, if you will. It's in this thousands of computers that are
it's
out
the
there.
Biggest computer in the world.
Right, running these Bitcoin full nodes, as they're called. If one of those computers gets hacked, Bitcoin doesn't go down. You'd have to take the entire internet down in order for Bitcoin to go down. So Bitcoin is basically unhackable, uncrackable. It's cryptographically secure. And you essentially have become, if you have a Bitcoin wallet, you've become your own bank. At that point, you have total control over your Bitcoin.
That's what I love about it. You know, Bitcoin really gives you the power over your money, and, you know, nobody needs to know how much you have. Nobody needs to know anything about it.
That's true.
They don't have access to it.
And if you want to learn more about Bitcoin, I would start by going to Bitcoin.com. It's a great website, great introductory site. That's Bitcoin.com.
Check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com, and our Facebook page is facebook.freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
See you tomorrow. See you. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885.
303-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.